Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you.
Loveline.
Yep. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. All right. Tonight, from the big hit movie Road Trip, DJ Qualls is here. He is the, well, I didn't see the movie, but I have seen many a commercial that I'm guessing was based on the movie. And how would you describe your character so that people listening who've seen it or who've at least seen the commercial like me can know which one you are?
I'm the tall, skinny kid who gets it on with the big chick.
Yeah, the big black chick.
That's right.
Now, the thing that was funny, we've never met before, and I was looking through the bio here, Drew, and DJ Qualls. Well, I see the DJ in front of anything. I think black. That's, you know, usually how it goes. So, you know, sometimes I try to figure out someone's race just sort of based on their nickname or what movies they're in or what they go by. So I'm looking down the thing here. Hey, Drew. Yeah.
I'm listening to you.
All right, you want to just keep reading?
I'm just having coffee.
Just reading a book.
Adam, unlike you, I can multitask.
You think you can multitask, you jackass, just like you think you can work on that computer while we're doing the show. And then everyone I talk to goes, hey, why was Drew so present the other night? And I go, because he left his computer in his car.
Relax. Get going.
All right, but do you understand that you reading stuff when we're doing a radio show and I'm like trying to engage you is a bad radio?
Look at the picture.
But I'm saying, hey, Drew, over here. No, you're reading a book. Come on. Don't give me that crap. Come on, you're reading the back. You're reading the jacket.
Let's go.
All right, nah, forget it now.
All right, okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Let's go.
Let's go where?
Whatever you were saying, go on.
All right. Forget it now.
Well, the show's over, DJ. Adam's in a bad mood.
Well, thanks a lot. I had a good time.
I deflated his grandiosity, and now it's over.
Well, I'm not
by
black.
Looking down, oh, mind you. Looking down.
No, reading. Drew, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Start over. Let's go. That means we're going home. What do you mean? Please. All right, Drew. You know what I'm talking about. Looking down. Don't play stupid. You're reading. All right, where was I?
I'm black.
That's right.
That's right.
So I'm reading the bio over here, and it says I'm trying to figure out what color DJ is. So far, I'm about 75-25 on the black because we haven't met before, and it's got the DJ in there. And I'm reading the bio, and it says he'll next be seen in the black comedy thriller Cherry Falls. So now I'm about 85-90% black. And now I keep reading, and it says his previous credits include the television projects. Mama Flores Family, the miniseries based on the book by Alex Haley.
Yes.
Now I'm over 100% black. I'm waiting for two black guys to come. I'm waiting for purple to come in here.
But you're not even thinking white. I mean, that's occurring to you.
Well, not with the black comedy, and which probably isn't a black comedy. It may just
be a dark comedy.
Dark comedy. Right. And then, but then doing the miniseries based on the Alex Haley book. I mean,
yeah, it was all black casting me.
You gotta understand when this arrives before you do, people are going black. Is that all right?
Oh, that's fine.
Do you get that a lot?
No, that was actually the first time, but I'll be aware of it from now on.
I think they think it, they just don't say anything.
Right.
All right, so I was also reading that you were born out here, was it Tennessee?
Yeah, Tennessee.
And then were this educated University of London.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, went from 75 black down to 65 black. It slid back with the University of London, but then came back up again with the black comedy. And why?
Why not? I mean, I didn't want to work in a casket factory, which was the big industry in my town, so I left.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But why London?
I applied and I get in. Why not?
Right out of high school?
Yeah.
And
Wait. Somebody had to, like, suggest it. The average person.
The average guy from Casketville, Tennessee does not.
Well, I guess I'm not your average guy then.
Where did you first hear about it?
I think, I can't even remember. I remember my guidance counselor told me that my scores were good enough to get a full scholarship to our community college, and I didn't want to do that.
Full scholarship to community college?
Right.
A retard gets a full ride. Listen, let me tell you the difference between full tuition and a free ride. $8 a quarter. Thanks. We'll throw in a peachy folder.
I don't know. It just looked interesting to me. I looked through a book of colleges, and I sent it in on a whim, and they offered me money, and so I went.
Wow.
So you're just looking through a book.
And you studied performing, acting?
No, I studied English literature. So I was going to be a lawyer.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had that same dream, too.
Right.
Up until last week.
And it's like a part, stage of English literature, history?
I studied it all. I studied actually a lot of Chaucer, a lot of Middle English, really boring kind of stuff. And
Sir Gawain.
Right. And then I was discovered in local theater in Nashville about a year ago.
Hmm. All right, Drew, let's not overdo it with the interest of the
right.
show. I'd like to continue.
Let's talk about sex.
Cancer survivor, I also read on the thing.
Yep.
What kind of cancer did you have?
Hodgkin's disease.
Yeah, that's, is that, now, I knew a guy at Hodgkin's, he had a big scar right down the middle of his chest.
That's a different kind.
Well, which one? You got the same one? Yeah, that's where he had it. Yeah, right down the belly.
They take your spleen out.
I think he had a C-section or something.
Yeah.
Is Hodgkin's something, it's a younger cancer? Mm-hmm. Is it a cancer that younger people get?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you get Hodgkin's when you're 75?
Yeah, it's a little bit different type. There's different types of Hodgkin's.
So you're good?
Good.
And what about, of course, Tom Green just had the cancer. Did he have it and not know it when you guys were filming
Probably.
Road Trip?
Yeah, actually, I think I had mine for a couple of years and didn't know it.
And so Green must have been walking around with it while you guys were filming this.
How did yours present, Tom?
My lymph nodes and my neck were swollen. I felt fine, though. I felt completely fine. I was diagnosed with mono, actually.
Mm.
And I was just staying at home, getting sicker and sicker, and then finally they told me that I was sick, and I need to go to the hospital.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There's a classic Hodgkin's symptom, but the lymph nodes hurt when you drink alcohol.
I was like 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
he's
yeah.
from Tennessee, so he's drinking that grain stuff.
Did you get
right.
night sweats?
Yeah, I didn't have night sweats, but I did drink the grain stuff, like being from Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah, you get it pretty young.
Oh, what a life you've carved out for yourself.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for the incest questions. I'm going to be good with those.
No, but I just like the idea where the big industry in your town was casket making.
Yeah, my dad actually works there. All of the fixtures in our kitchen cabinets are like little casket knobs.
All the poles and knobs and things?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's nice. So, you know, if you die, they can just fold the kitchen up around
right
and
on.
Throw you in the ground. You know, do you know much about caskets?
I've taken a tour.
Because as a carpenter and a woodworker, it always seems a shame to either burn or bury such nice mahogany oftentimes. Right. And some of that stuff's really ornate, really nice. A lot of craftsmanship in that stuff. Must set you back a couple of grand for one of the good ones.
It costs about $2,000 to $3,000, the really good ones, too.
Oh, man. And now when they cremate you, do they slide you out of the casket, or do they slide that whole casket?
No, they burn you in a box, actually. I think it's illegal for them to not burn you in a box.
They got to put you in like a pine box.
Yeah, like a regular wood box, yeah.
Yeah, not the... My family, everyone's in the Neptune Society. You know what that is?
They, like, dump you in the ocean?
Yeah, they just toss you over. And,
burn you and dump you, though, huh?
Well... For an extra $15, they'll burn you, but my family figured, why bother? Let's just roll them off the back of the ship. Tie a rock to them. Let the sand sharks get them. Maria?
Yeah.
You're 20.
Yeah.
What's up?
I've been with my boyfriend for 4 months, and about 2 weeks ago, his ex-girlfriend came and told him that she's 5 months pregnant with his kid.
And how long has he supposedly been away from her?
They broke up in January.
Uh-huh. So it could be his kid?
Yeah.
Now, what do you think? You think it is?
I don't even know her. From what he's told me, he says that she cheated on him a lot. And so I have my doubts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what kind of guy is he?
He's okay.
Did he cheat on her by going out with you?
No, They have been broken up for a couple weeks before we started seeing each other.
I see. And what's he do for a living?
He
works at an urn foundry?
No, his dad owns a gas station in town.
Oh, Adam.
No, yeah, but not this town.
No,
he's probably
Adam.
A nice guy, right?
Yeah. He's been assistant manager there for about 3 years now.
I see. So he's got the world by the tail. And so what do you think? I mean, you going to trust him? You going to believe him?
Well, It just flips me out. I just can't believe it.
If you really think about it, does it make a... You guys will be broken up by the time she gives birth anyway. You know what I'm saying?
You really think so?
Well, probably, knowing your two track records.
How old is he?
He's 23.
Yeah. How long have you been going out?
For about 4 months.
Yeah. All right, so here's all you can do. All you can do is try to sort of put it out of your mind until the birth, and if you guys are still together, then he's going to have to get a DNA test.
Right.
And we'll see. And then if it is, well, then he'll give her a few bucks and go over there on the weekends. I mean, I don't think it's going to impact you.
Really?
Well, you know what I mean?
Maybe she'd give the child up for adoption.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, I've suggested that, and I guess he got her pregnant once before.
Oh, boy.
They were together for 3 years.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He got her pregnant once before, and she didn't want to keep it.
Right, so obviously he's not using a condom, right?
He doesn't have the best track record for safe sex, no.
Right, we need to watch that, too.
Oh, I have never and will never you have unprotected sex. Never. Okay. Ever.
You won't?
No.
Not after what happened?
I've been on the pill for 4 or 5 years now.
Oh, okay. So all right.
I'm completely fine.
All right. Well, Maria, you're just going to add time will tell.
I don't know how I should react to this.
There's not that much. Should you what?
Should I break up with him because of this?
No, you don't even know if it's his kid. Probably is, but you don't know.
He says he's got a pretty good feeling it is, and she says it is.
But you would break up because you just don't want to deal with this?
Well, just because it's not... I don't want to interfere. I mean, I don't think that it's right to bring a child into this world with two parents that are separated, and, that's not the right situation.
All right, but you think they're going to get back together?
He says that they're not. He says there's no way in hell.
All right.
Well, but I have a feeling that if I wasn't here...
All right. Maria, just, we rarely say this, but just hang out for a little while and see where it goes.
Okay.
And don't do too much thinking.
Yeah. Okay.
All right? You got a few months.
Okay.
Meteor could hit the planet in the next 6 weeks. You know what I'm saying? You want to be in someone's arms, right?
That's true.
Right. All right. Yeah, well. Well, that's kind of freaky. You meet someone, you're getting into them pretty good, and then all of a sudden someone shows up with part of them in their belly. And what do you do?
But isn't there a sort of phase in the early part of a relationship, particularly in people that age, when stuff shows up?
Yeah.
That sort of phase, right? When there's the previous life still creeping in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the worst part.
In fact, you've been that creeping in.
I've been that creeping in?
Yeah. Going looking for your baseball mitts and things like that. I mean,
Well, it's your job to creep into your ex's life just when things are going good, because Lord knows the person you're with has an ex who's going to creep into your relationship.
Of course,
it's the circle of life. You got to keep it going. You'd be dropping the ball if you didn't creep in. Tina? Tina. Caller goes by the name of Tina. It's 25. Fine. Chris?
Yep.
You're 28.
28 years old.
What's up?
I wanted to ask Drew, actually. I'm an intravenous drug user.
Mm-hmm.
And... basically I'm just on maintenance, myself well enough so I can go to work and do all that stuff, but, I've tried kicking a few times, and I want to know I was going to ask you if there's any treatment facilities that I can maybe get into that don't require payment or insurance or anything, because I don't got, insurance.
Where do you live?
I live in Cucamonga, actually.
So you're out here in Los Angeles area.
Or Upland,
Yeah, let me just think of somebody out there.
By the way, is that Rancho Cucamonga?
Simone, yep.
Is there any just Cucamonga?
Not that I know.
No.
Rancho,
you think
yeah.
they could drop the Rancho?
I think they added the Rancho.
No, it's the old Bugs Bunny.
Is there going to be
Cucamonga? Yeah. Right, but he didn't say Rancho Cucamonga.
Well, no, Cucamonga, it's just you just say it's Cucamonga.
Yeah, but how confusing is it going to be to people if there's no Rancho in front of it?
I don't know how to. I think they could figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, Loma Linda out that way has substance abuse treatment, and I don't know if they may have a county-funded facility there.
Uh-huh.
You can certainly go to an NA program. Just
right. walk in. It's just the kicking part, That's
well, again,
brutal to get through.
It is brutal to get through, and I personally don't detox people as an outpatient from heroin because it just never works, but if you were able to organize the right structure with people from the program, maybe they know a physician who's willing to do an outpatient detox, it wouldn't cost much.
Yeah.
All right, Chris?
All righty.
All right, good luck.
Loma Linda, I think that's where I'd start.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Right.
Hey, that's where Dr. Bruce hangs,
yeah,
doesn't he?
Yeah, he sure does.
Oh, man. You see Ichabod Crane in a lab coat, herky-jerky, and his way down the hall. You'll say hi to Dr. Bruce.
Just good night.
He called me the other day.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, you know what, Bruce? Bruce is, I guess, a friend of Drew's who fills in for him on occasion, who's just almost spastic, you know? Great guy. Great guy. And a good doctor, but, man, I see why Drew has him fill in for him.
He's coming in Thursday.
Oh, Christ. Now he's going to give it to me. The point is Bruce, you know, Bruce will call and have these bizarre scenarios and situations and outings minutes before it's time to go. He'll leave a message on my phone machine at, noon on a Friday saying, hey, a buddy of mine's bought a helicopter. He's taking off out of Van Nuys in about 45 minutes. I want to know if you want to go check out San Fernando Valley with me. I'm like, well, what do you think the odds are I'm going to be home on Friday at noon and pick up the phone?
Friday, when have you ever picked up the phone?
No, I don't pick the phone up when I'm at home. Yeah, even if I was home, I wouldn't pick it up. Sean?
Yeah, how are you?
You're 23. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Dr. Gerard, I love you, man.
Nice, Sean. What's going on?
You're cool as hell.
Thank you. Well, what's up?
Me and my girlfriend had a threesome, like, 2 nights ago. And, like, I have this other girl that's getting on me and, like, wants to, like, join in. And I don't know. I'm getting, like, all confused about it. And you know how it is.
I'm confused because I didn't quite get what he said. Well, what happened last night?
John, you got to turn your radio down back there. Could you do that, please? I think he had a threesome.
But then you said there's another one getting on
it? I think that was the third of the threesome. John?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened now?
Me and my girlfriend had a threesome, okay? And, like, I had this other girl that's talking to me that found out. Like, they were talking about it. And, like, she wants to join in. And, like, I'm getting all confused about it. And, like, my girlfriend wants to do it, but it doesn't seem right. I don't.
So, John, this would be a second one with a different third person.
Or a foursome.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. And how was
the first threesome?
Yeah, I liked it. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. So it was a stupid question. I was miserable and in pain the entire time. Of course, you liked it.
What has that done to your relationship with your girlfriend?
Oh, who cares?
And she seems to enjoy it, but it's like she likes the female more.
Yeah.
Were you having?
And she's like getting all pissed.
Hello, thank you.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah. Did you have sex with the other one too?
Yeah.
In front of your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Listen, there's really only one reason a woman would be okay with a threesome with a partner who she was involved with.
Yeah.
You know that? Can you think of what the reason would be?
I'll give you a couple. No. A, she wants out of the relationship.
All right, it's just sabotaging.
It just wants to.
There are three.
Or she's a lesbian.
That's the one I'm looking for.
B, lesbian and doesn't really want to admit it, so this is her only chance to be with a woman in a sort of safe environment. Or C is just incredibly effed up.
Yeah.
And just acting.
Those are the three. That's
so.
Which, and this one is lesbian.
Which one is it, John? You think lesbian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what I said.
We were at a club the other day, and like there were these two girls talking, and they were talking about like lesbian stuff, and like she just popped right in and like started getting the conversation.
Okay, John, don't get her pregnant.
I'm not going to. I'm using protection.
You are.
Yes.
Yes. There you go.
Use a condom, the ring, the morning after pill, everything.
Use everything. I want you to eat one of those morning after pills too. Because it's not going to go on forever, and you don't want listen, everybody. You know what the kid is for many of our callers and listeners? It's like the manifestation of something that should have lasted 6 weeks, lasting forever. It's as if I used to work at McDonald's, okay? It was the world's crappiest place, the world's crappiest job. $2.35 an hour or something. I worked there for, yes, that is right. I worked there for about 5 weeks when I was in high school before I was smart enough to quit. I hated that job. Time to lean, time to clean. Hey, Ken, if you're listening, the manager, kiss my hairy ass, you bastard. They used to make us get in our uniforms before we punched in. You couldn't just walk in and punch in. You had to go down to the basement, get in your crappy uniform, and then punch in. But here's the point. That job sucked. That was a horrible job. And, of course, it sucks. It's McDonald's. That's fine. if I had to go back to that job twice a week for the rest of my life or another 18 years, I would kill myself. And that's what it, that's what it's tantamount to, maybe even more. It's like I'm 16 and a half, 17 years old, I got the world's crappiest job, but at some point I get to flip a coin. And that flip a coin is like, well, you can go on extended lunch break and eat for free if it's heads, but tails, you got to come back two, three times a week for another 18 years and work for free, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. That's what that is. Think about that. Use the McDonald's analogy if you like.
Always, always.
I think it'll drive the point home a little better. I would kill myself. I would have just, I would have taken a spatula and driven it through my liver if I'd landed on heads. DJ Qualls is here. He is from Road Trip, which is that, was that the number one movie last week?
No, it opened this week.
Basically. Oh, yeah. I thought it came out already.
Everybody,
didn't that come out?
No.
Hey, you know my buddy.
It was a sneak preview last week.
Oh, is that what it was? Well, how does? But that's not coming out.
No, it doesn't get ratings until they release it.
Yeah, but now my partner, the Emmy Award-winning Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah, he did the voice of the dog in the movie.
Right.
And I don't know what that point is, but I hear it's amusing.
Yeah, he steals the show.
Does he?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. The point is he went to the premiere last week. But that wasn't a sneak preview. I think that was...
No, the premiere was like last Thursday, and they showed it last Friday to like 15 cities.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All right, all right. So I'm not such an idiot for thinking...
No, you're not an idiot.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How about that?
Yeah,
thank you. All right, thanks for isolating that. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll come back, and we'll do more after this. It is the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. DJ Qualls is here tonight from Road Trip, which is the number one sneak preview movie of the last week. When's that thing coming out? Friday?
Yeah, Friday. Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. It's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be the number one movie.
Yeah, that's going to crush everybody.
I'm trying to think. I'm on Politically Incorrect tonight, if any kiddies want to watch. And I'm supposed to do Kilborn tomorrow with somebody from Road Trip. Some very hot babe, I was told. But
I think it's Amy Smart.
Oh, is that Amy Smart?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we have Amy Smart on this show. Let's just say yes. And
sounds familiar.
So we don't make asses of ourselves, all right?
Right.
All right. What the hell were we talking about here, Drew? Oh, for Christ's sake, Drew and I have to go. I got to get out of this. Watch a videotape on sexual harassment tomorrow. Oh, you mother effing attorneys just need to all kill. Just jump off the same bridge and sue yourselves on the way down. Would you please? This drives me insane. They have this videotape. It's like a, 45-minute or one-hour presentation, and God only knows what kind of crap this is going to be. That's going to teach us not how to sexually harass people in the workplace. Meanwhile, let me explain the workplace. I sit here and make jack-off jokes for 2 hours. That's the workplace. I obviously, what I'm doing is a violation of what's going to be on that tape right now. I'd get fired if I didn't do what was on that tape. You know what I mean? I have to go against the tape, or I'm not doing my job.
You don't abuse employees, see?
Yeah, but listen.
Except me.
I've been here for 5 years. I haven't goosed anyone yet.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't?
Mm-hmm. Think about it.
Who have I goosed?
Yeah.
Oh, they've had it coming. They've liked it.
That's what you said when you came after
me. Oh, please, Drew. What we do on the road is between two consenting adults. It has nothing to do with K-Rock, the mother station out here. And we don't even go in there anymore. We're off at Westwood One over there. Who the hell are we going to harass, for Christ's sake? And the thing is we told them, hey, send the tape over here. We'll just watch it over here before the show. No, the tape can't leave the building.
You have to sign some form after you read it saying that you understand what's going on with it. I had to do that before.
Oh, it's just one, you know, life is just turning into one big goddamn formality. Just a signing junk you don't read, looking at stuff you don't care about. And they know you don't care either, and they know you haven't read it, and they know you're not paying attention when you're watching it, and that doesn't matter. It gets to the point where the comedy of it is nobody cares. the guys who work at the radio station don't care whether you absorb it or not. They don't care if you read the document before you sign it. The people who put the tape out don't care if you look at it. The people that mandate you that the tape needs to be put out don't care either. Nobody cares.
The people who are being sexually abused don't care.
That's right. I'd like to violate someone with that goddamn tape. That's what I'd like to do. Push that thing right up someone's ass. That's a good plan. Wouldn't that be ironic? Wouldn't that be great in court? And what did he use to violate you? He used a sexual harassment training video to violate me, Your Honor. I hope it was beta. No. Oh, the tragedy. Oh, Drew, I'm not going over there tomorrow. You can go and tell me all about it, all right? And what about taking a stand against that kind of stuff?
I'll bring it over.
But what about, why cave?
I know better. Choose your battles wisely, really. I'll end up seeing it anyway, and I won't have time for it, and it'll be much worse.
But, okay, wouldn't this be a utopia if every time one of those crappy formality videos came down the pike,
the
employees said no. If you want us all not to show up Monday... fine. We're not watching.
It's like state law, though, right? Isn't it like a state law or something?
It's some sort of significant.
What if everyone just took a little stand, tried to win just a little back from some of these a-hole attorneys? Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be great if everyone could get together and say, screw it, we're not watching it?
Yeah.
Send a little message? Let's do that, Drew. What do you say? Let's do it.
Everyone's already seen it.
Ah, listen, I'm not watching it.
All right.
I'm taking a stand.
All right.
When I get canned, I don't care. I don't care anyway. Tyler?
Yeah?
You're 15.
Yeah.
What's up?
I wanted to know if acid shows up on UA.
It's hard to detect. It wouldn't be something routinely caught.
Boy, that's...
Okay.
That's a bad sign when you're 15 and you're calling urine analysis. UA.
Yeah.
Yeah, my...
I didn't even know what that was.
Yeah, my...
Urine tox?
Yeah, my PO asked for a UA.
Oh, well, I have to take them, like, twice a week.
Why?
Because I had a party, and I had a friend that spilled a bunch and didn't tell anybody. My parents found it, and they, like, tripped out, and I have to take them twice a week now.
In the meantime, you're doing acid.
I've never done acid, but I wanted to try it this weekend. And
right. Oh, boy.
I was just worried about it being in my system and my parents.
Man, is this a backfire. So he gets forced into using drugs that are more neurotoxic, more dangerous, going to hurt him possibly the rest of his life.
Your folks administer the urine analysis?
Yeah, the doctor gave my mom like 10 cups, and my mom lives, or her work is right next to the doctor's office.
I see.
Goes in there and drops them off.
Oh, my
God. Is it true that you can take acid and then like never come back? Like it could really screw up your mind so bad that you can't ever function right again?
A big dose will do that to you quite nicely, but usually a single dose does not do anything like that.
Alright, and Tyler.
Yeah.
What's your mom do? She
works as a like AT&T like assistant.
I see. And your dad?
He's concrete.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Masonry guy.
Yeah.
And they're getting into these drug tests for you, aren't they? It's just look you in the eye kind of thing and ask you a question.
You know, using substances for addiction, the only test for addiction is urine tox. That's the only way to objectify whether or not the disease is active or not.
Well, what do you mean? You mean whether you're doing it or not?
That's it. Well, that's the disease activity. I mean, it's the only test you have.
What's going to show up in that? Marijuana?
Everything except basically marijuana, cocaine, speed.
Yeah, but coke and speed will come out of your system pretty quick, won't they?
Yes, acid will too.
I mean, if you did coke 2 days before, would it show up?
No.
Hey, what are you supposed to do? Be doing the blow while you're peeing into the cup?
Think about all these people that get nailed on drug screening at work.
Yeah,
maybe
but
they can't stop the night before.
Yeah, but isn't that always pot?
It's usually pot.
They're always talking about pot, aren't
pot.
They?
It's usually pot.
Yeah, because you blow, what, 2 days?
Out?
Yeah.
It could be on 8 to 12 hours.
And what about acid? What do you think?
Yeah, hours.
Yeah. That'd bum your high, though, if you had to take a urine test while you were trying to get off.
Yeah, that or freak out so badly.
And what about something like mushrooms? Does that even show up?
No.
Speed? What do you think?
Speed, yeah. Speed, a little longer, maybe a day or two.
All right. Noted. Mark?
Yeah.
You're 30.
Yeah.
What's up?
My question is for the good doctor.
Yeah.
I'm asthmatic, and just the question is this. Why would speed, crystal, meth, whatever you wish to call it, open me up whilst the cocaine family plugs me up big time.
Huh?
Well, how are you doing the drugs?
Nasal.
Nasal.
So you snort coke and you get all screwed up.
Yeah, I usually have to hit an inhaler and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
You get all wheezy.
Yeah, what happens is the alveoli and lungs, there's too much mucus on them, and they constrict. Restricting, really what asthma is it restricts airflow out of the lungs. You can get air in, but you can't get it out, so it makes breathing difficult.
I see.
Yep.
So you're having problems breathing, and you're snorting things in your nose. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you can't just fart the air out like I do?
Stimulants in general, I'm sure you're aware, Mark, the kinds of inhalers you use and whatnot raise your heart rate, right?
Right.
And have you ever had
I'm just on light albuterol.
That's fine. Have you ever had bad asthmatic attacks, say when you were a kid, that they gave you epinephrine?
I've had epinephrine and adrenaline probably on the order of 100
times. Well, amphetamine is a close relative. It has epinephrine-like effects.
Cool.
So systemically, you can understand how it might have, at least initially, some opening of the airways.
Okay.
Cocaine is really a very different compound. It does have those what are called sympathomimetic activities as well. But there's a lot else going on with cocaine, and it probably stimulates some of the mucus production, I bet you.
Hey, Mark?
Yeah?
I'd like to suggest a sensible compromise in a speedball. Just mix the
good enough for
coke.
Good enough for
yeah, mix the coke know. With the speed. Why? That sounds fine. You want to do the coke. It clogs you up. The speed seems to free up, and you don't enjoy that as much. Yeah. You do a speedball, and everyone's happy.
Yeah, but, you know,
yeah.
I think I'll take a pass on that.
Asshole. Well, okay.
I'll just do them solo.
I see. All right. Okay. It's your life, buddy. I'm making a friend of help. You call the show. Well, all right. Willie?
Yes, sir.
You're 19?
Yep.
What is up?
Well, I've been with my girlfriend for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a daughter together. And she wasn't a virgin when I married her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was. And that kind of screws me up.
Yeah.
I thought a lot about it.
Yeah.
Why? What is the feeling?
Jealousy, hurt, betrayal.
Well. You're jealous, meaning she did something that you didn't?
Yes, sir.
So you want to go explore?
Excuse me?
You want to kind of experiment?
No, I don't want to experiment. It's just that something that I have.
Yeah.
It hurts me.
That's a 19-year-old guy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. It'll be out of your system about 13 years.
No. Yeah, 16 years.
16 years.
Yeah.
16 years. Well, now, listen, Willie.
Yeah?
Most guys have the, I'm trying to think of the right word, but the discomfort of having to go through this situation. They do. And we've all been through it. And let me tell you something. You could have nailed 100 chicks and she could have screwed one guy, you'd still be pissed.
Exactly.
You'd still be looking for it. You'd still be trying to make a case. Now, the fact that you were a virgin when you got together and she was with somebody or a couple people or whatever she was with, it's just twisting the knife that much more. But don't worry. She could have been a virgin, given a guy a hand job. You could have screwed half of North America, and you'd still feel like you were slighted.
Yeah, and especially
what happens when you're 19 and
a but some of that is the 19-year-old energy, but also really is building a case.
Right.
Something going on here.
Yeah, Willie?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you building a case against her? You know what I'm saying?
Well, she kind of gets jealous of my ex-girlfriend, and I throw that at her, you know?
Yeah,
you
what?
You were a virgin, you know?
Yeah, I know, but I know that's what's going on. But you know what we say when we say building a case?
No.
So it's like...
Looking for trouble.
You're trying to come up with reasons in your head to fight and why you two shouldn't be together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to get past that.
Or get more real with
that's
what
your
you're
thing.
Doing. Yeah.
You guys are together. You're in love. You have a child. Fine. You know? How many guys was she with?
Just one.
One guy. Oh, please. God knows. I haven't dated a woman in years, been with less than 10, 15 guys.
And by the way,
please.
Isn't the...
What?
Really want that to be known about some of the people. You know.
I don't care. Everyone has.
All my people I consider my friends. You know. Anyway,
Well, what the hell? You're a woman. You're in your 20s, early 30s. I mean, let's face it.
That's right. That and also in this day and age, aren't women sort of given one pass, one sort of bye?
Yeah. Yeah. She was with a bye guy?
No.
Please, that's nothing.
Credit. They're giving a credit.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. Hey, Willie.
Yeah.
You want to keep building the case? Go ahead. Go right ahead.
You got a kid there.
Break it up.
Why don't you start building the case in the positive direction? Let's start looking at the positive. You really need to change your attitude, change your thinking about this relationship, and find a reason to commit yourself to it, and learn how to put these things away.
This is why males at 19 should not get married, and way too much of that energy. You can see him. He's looking through the yearbook. He's seeing a guy's picture. He's, oh, look at the prom picture. Oh, look at that. You know what I mean? God, I used to have so much energy in that department. Now it's, I don't care. It's like the guy, ex-boyfriend, be banging my girlfriend right in front of me. I wouldn't care.
Just like, who was that guy that cared so much?
What happened to him? Yeah, he's long gone. Now I'm just waiting to die. I'm waiting for the Grim Reaper. Now, what if the Grim Reaper, ironically, nails one of my girlfriends? Interesting. It's that sickle to work. Shannon?
Yeah. Woody Allen film here.
Hello?
The Grim Reaper, yeah. Hey, bang away. Take your time, Mr. Reaper.
With Dr. M&M's.
What's up there, Shannon?
Oh, nothing. Just chilling. How are you guys?
Good. Fantastic. The reason we called was the following. All right, what do you want?
Hi. This question is for Drew.
Yeah.
I'm having, like, really bad problems with my parents, and it kind of started like a couple months ago when we moved from California to here, which is Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And it was doing really well in California. And then we moved here and it got really stressful.
Why?
And I have no idea. I think it's because the move affected most of it. But then after that, things went pretty much downhill from there, where we were always getting into big fights and stuff. And then I ran away like a couple months after we were here.
Were they hitting you?
No. Well, I was hit when I was a little girl.
Okay.
I know that much.
In what context? What happened? What happened when you were a little girl?
Well, like, when I was 5 or 6, my mom, and dad, I was the first of 3 children, so, I pretty much got the full blow of, my parents learning how to hold on or, raise children.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got, like, not really majorly beat up, but, like, I was, like, thrown around a lot. I had stuff thrown at me. I was, like, kicked and stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
But,
well, a light kicking is perfectly normal and perfectly healthy in a healthy rearing,
really,
isn't
but,
it?
You know.
Just some kicking?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Not too much.
Well, yeah. That's where the running away stuff comes from.
I think so. I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, but the funny thing is when I ran away, I went to go live with a friend. And I lived there for 3 months. And within those 3 months, me and my parents got along great because we weren't around each other. And I just,
how old are you now?
I'm 17.
That's kind of natural, though, right? When you get to that age, you start fighting with your parents. You want independence, but you're living at home.
Yeah, but it's just weird because most of my other friends, they fight, but they don't fight as bad as like me and my parents.
All right. Well,
we get in a big fight.
Okay, calm down. You're going to make a man very miserable one day. What grade are you in?
Oh, I'm not currently in school.
Imagine the fight that's going to go on.
You're not in school.
Fine. And when are you going
to... I'm trying to get back in.
I understand. When are you going to be 18?
Next year. I just turned 17.
Right, what is your question?
My question is I want to know if there's any way possible that I could do something or that we could do something to... help the relationship, because I really don't want to be fighting with my parents.
All right, I'm going to tell you how to do it, because we got to go to break. I'm going to do
okay.
It in about 30 seconds.
All right.
Just bite your lips, sit on your hands. Don't start up with them, you little troublemaker.
Hey.
Yes, your parents are a pain in the ass, but even pains in the ass can't fight if you don't go along with them.
True. Well, I did that tonight.
Just,
there you go. Good.
Go back.
It didn't work, though.
Just listen. Go be like Gandhi. I want you to wear a diaper around that apartment.
Hey.
Listen, you don't know it, but you're a pain in the ass.
Thanks.
Go to school, re-enlist or re-enroll or whatever you do in school.
I'm on a waiting list right now.
All right. I don't want to explore that. Go back to school.
Go away to college.
Go back to school. Stay in school all day. Then play. Go to soccer practice or softball practice after school all until the early evening. Then come home and eat and go to your room and do homework.
And listen to you guys.
And listen to us, and don't get into it with your folks. Believe me, listen, if you want to avoid fighting, you can do it. Just don't go home. I know it sounds stupid. Just go to school all day and hang out with your friends and do all that junk. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. DJ Qualls is here from a road trip out tomorrow, everybody, and we'll be back after this. It is Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Drew over there. DJ Qualls is here tonight from a road trip. I heard you stole the movie, actually, DJ. That's what producer Ann.
That's a weird. Why did you say you said something very disparaging about yourself? There was a mercy casting.
Yeah, it was actually.
Why? What does that mean?
Because basically they had a whole bunch of names lined up for the parts, and they came to Atlanta and cast me on location. I had done nothing substantial before that.
Yeah, but that's not a mercy. That may be very complimentary. People consider that. I'm confused.
I don't know. It was just basically it doesn't happen like that normally. Normally, like, you have a whole bunch of really high powered agents, and I had like a small town agent,
And they had not. I mean, you have a pretty big role in the movie.
Yeah, I auditioned for one line though, like a one line part.
And they gave you the big role.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the opposite of what happens to me.
Oh, but you don't audition, of course.
That's right.
You walk in and say, "Hey, Brett, kiss my ass." Oh,
right.
Oh, why didn't it
work? I tried that a couple times. It doesn't work very well.
Kiss my ass, you idiot. I did. I say I have the really the rare distinction of being the only William Morris client who has been repeatedly called by casting agents with complaints of abuse. Abuse.
Yeah. William Morris was the first agency to turn me down.
Oh, those idiots. Good. I hope they're all rolling over in the graves over there. And listen, all you casting agents can kiss my ass, you bastards. I hate all of you. Big pains in the ass. You sit back there. Everyone sits around for an hour and does nothing. We wait for your highness to come out of his crap room over there so you can cast your judgment upon us. Kiss my ass, all of you, in advance. Listen, all of you, what the hell? Yeah, that's right. I'll make more money than I did last year, and I'll make more the next year, too, without all you screwballs. I'll make my own goddamn movie. Speaking of my own goddamn movie, we were, funny, we had a, Ivan Reitman is doing this movie, right?
Yeah.
And we had a meeting with Ivan Reitman about 3-4 months ago now.
He told you to kiss his ass.
No, he did not. He's a very nice man, that Ivan Reitman. Oh, yeah, he did yell at us. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's
yell
true. Well, that was in our second meeting when we had done nothing between the first meeting and the second meeting. But that was a little confusion. But we had a meeting with Ivan Reitman, and it was about 4 months ago, and me and my partner Jimmy, and he said, "What kind of movie you guys want to do?" And we said, "We want to do a road trip movie."
Oh,
and literally said road trip, you know, two guys, you know, like a
Dumb and Dumber type of thing.
Oh, no. But I would have said Dumb and Dumber to them because it made money. I was thinking like an old Bob Hope Bing Crosby, you know, the old buddy road film they used to do. And we could do a whole series of them, a whole road trip movies. Yeah. And all the guys just sat there and looked at us and went like, I don't think that's going to work. And we were like, why? Why wouldn't it work? It's a road trip. They're buddies. It's like the old Hope and Crosby. And they're like, no, let's come to another idea. And then a few months later, I started seeing the road trip signs, and I thought, well, that's why it wasn't going to work. They already did one. I wish they just told us they already did one, but I don't know. Maybe they didn't want to let it out of the bag or something. Drew?
Yeah.
Caller Drew, who's 13?
Yeah.
Your penis is 7 to 8 inches long?
Yeah. I was wondering if that's too big, because my peers, they're like, we always compare them, and theirs are like around 5 and stuff.
You get erections and compare, or you measure and compare?
The erections.
Well, here's what they do. They get an erection, they go tip to tip with them, then they measure scrotum to scrotum, and then they deduct to see if it's like 13 inches. What they'll do is they'll figure out where it ends and his begins. They'll deduct that mark from it.
I see.
And you'll see who has the lion's share of the penis.
It's a carpenter's move.
Yeah, I've done this many, many times.
All right, Drew.
All right, Drew. You're
fine now. Well, the question is, will you continue to grow or not? And that will time will tell.
All right, Drew.
Can your penis be too big, though?
It depends on your partner, I guess.
All right, Drew.
All right.
There you go, buddy. You got a big penis.
We get much more complaints about too big than too little. On this show. Yeah.
I'm a big boy.
No, we really don't get that many big complaints.
Much more about too big than too little.
Yeah, but I don't want to go too far with that argument. I mean, you know what I mean?
Well, we get the complaints, whether or not that's...
I mean, too big would have to be really big, though, right? Or maybe the girl's not producing enough lubrication or something like that.
Or it's the anatomy, just the disproportion.
That's right. All right, but we got to take a break. But we're going to
get into the discussion during the commercial. Okay,
we'll talk about we'll talk about when we come back and during the commercial. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. DJ Qualls is here tonight. He is from Road Trip out tomorrow. And you can find me on Politically Incorrect later on tonight from the fan.
So what did you say? Since I'm not going to say it, what did you say that was so funny?
On what?
P.I.
Nothing.
Was it a good experience for you?
Yeah, I was pretty funny.
Okay.
That's always they're always very happy and surprised. I'm just doing my thing.
It was a hard environment, right?
You know, Drew did it the first night, and I've been hearing reports all week that show just sucked from the Playboy Mansion. That's what I've been hearing. Everyone tells me it sucks. And it's ironic because you go there for Sweeps Week, and everyone comes back with, hey, it sucked. But apparently, Drew did it the first night, and I did it the second night, and they taped all the shows in a couple of days, and you did, like, the first show.
Show one, episode one.
You did show one.
That
aired Monday,
yeah.
And I did show four, obviously, because it's going to air tonight, Thursday. So by the time they got to show four, I imagine that they'd ironed out a few kinks. Mm-hmm. Although I was in it. Blah, 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 blah. Same blah, 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 blah. And maybe that's why it was ironed out.
It was an interesting idea. It was pretty beautiful environment.
It looked great.
Yeah, it looked great on camera.
Yeah. And we'll just find out about that. We were just talking to DJ Qualls here about penis size. And did we finish that conversation?
We did off the air, but I think we brought up some points I think are worthy of mention, which is that
I don't like to argue for the small penis too much because I think it makes people think I have a small penis.
Which you do.
Well, I wouldn't call it small. You know, it's a little bigger than average, but average is small. that's the problem. Average is like 5.3 or something now, isn't it?
Tiny.
Yeah, that's too small.
Yeah, and so if a woman sees a penis that's 5.3, she doesn't think that's average. She thinks that's a little bit on the small side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you did make a point that I thought was valid, was that most women would want a male who errs on the large side of the curve.
I said to Drew and DJ during the break that most women, given the choice of having a slightly larger penis or slightly smaller penis for the partner, would go with the slightly larger penis.
Not the very larger, but the slightly larger.
Slightly larger. Now, a big novelty penis can cause some pain down the road.
What we were saying before the break was that more women call about too big on this show than too little, and because there's something to complain about, and
right.
It's really the too big, not the kind of too big that
right,
they complain
right.
about.
And Drew is making that point vehemently, but and this is why I'd make one hell of an attorney. I told him that people who are with a guy with a small penis don't call in and complain because what is there to complain about? They're not being hurt, and they know they can't grow the guy's penis. What are you going to do? And you guys got to double down on the oral sex because that's what they really want anyway. Thank you. Cecilia?
Yes?
You're 23?
Yes.
What's up?
I'm like embarrassed because I haven't told anybody, but I wanted to tell somebody. Yesterday... my friend came over really late, and I had a lesbian experience with a girl, and I feel very, very weird.
What do you feel?
I don't know. I just don't feel happy. Like, I know. I don't know. I just think it was wrong.
Why'd you do it?
I don't know. I felt lonely.
Yeah. No. Okay. All right. Are you religious?
No, not really.
Is this a good friend?
I mean, I believe in God. I just don't have like a religion in me.
Is this a good friend of yours?
Yeah, she was.
Is she still going to be a friend?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you know that she was a lesbian?
Kind of. I knew she was, like, more towards the other side, but I didn't, you know.
It's a common thing that people do, which is if they feel alone and they feel sort of disconnected, they'll try to connect with somebody through sex, and it doesn't work all that way. You end up confused or feeling less good about yourself, less valuable.
What'd you do with her?
I don't want to say that. I'm embarrassed.
Did you do everything?
No, I didn't.
Oh, she did.
Mostly her, yeah.
Yeah, that'll make you a lesbian.
And then, like, I don't know, because every time I date guys, you know, I don't think I'm, like, that I'm not that I can't date a guy. It's just every time they try to get close to me, I just start not returning their phone calls or
pushing away.
So, what's that about?
I don't know.
Well, that's the bigger issue.
Yeah, that's
you're
the
gay. Problem. Where's your dad?
My dad? He's here. He's my dad. He's here.
You live at home?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yeah, I just moved back in, actually, because I'm going back to school.
I see.
I have a son.
I see. You like your dad?
My dad? He's a good dad.
What?
Has he always been?
Yeah, but he's just never showed any affection.
I see. Well, that's starting to make sense. Where's the father of your son?
I left him.
Why?
Because he went to jail.
Mm-hmm. Is that you leaving him, or is that him being carted off in a paddy wagon?
No, I left. Well, because when I was pregnant, he went to jail, and I had the baby. I had a newborn baby, and he just left me. So I couldn't take it. I said, you know what? I'm not going to stay with you. I left.
What's he in jail for?
Because of stupid things he did when he was younger.
Oh, yeah, stupid things. You should be an attorney yourself. It's one hell of a defense.
Well, I mean...
What are you charged with? Just some dumb stuff you did a long time ago. Let's get past that right now.
Because I was with him for 5 years.
Ooh.
From the age of 15 till 20.
Yeah. What'd he do?
He hung around with some guys that did...
Oh, Cecilia, please.
What did he do?
I think he did too, but I mean, I'm saying like...
What did he do?
Yes.
Well, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to say that I was even with him.
Well, what did he do? Come on.
Okay, well, he sold drugs.
All right.
And,
That's nice.
I know he stole stuff.
Yeah. All
right. And, like, it's just, like, embarrassing.
What's the worst?
I don't know. He never told me everything. I would
and
always...
your dad doesn't do...
Your, in the dark.
Your
like,
dad doesn't do drugs?
No.
What kind of guy is your dad? What's he do for a living?
My dad, he's a mechanic.
Yeah. I don't trust him that much.
Why?
Well, what got you hooked up with this criminal?
I don't know. I was... My parents have been separated since ever. I was very, very young, and that affected me a lot.
Now we're getting
Did you live with your dad? Did you live with your dad?
No, I do, yes.
Where's your mom?
My mom's around, too, but I'm not close to my mom at all.
I see. That's a bad sign. Why not?
I don't have... Like, my parents returned to him. I don't know who to talk to.
What's up with your mom? What's up with your mom?
My mom, she had a really troubled childhood.
Yeah, right.
And she doesn't know how to, you know, she didn't know how to raise us.
All right. Well, thank God you have a child. Hey, Cecilia?
Yeah.
All right, listen to me. No more kids.
No, I know that.
All right. Now, I know you're feeling like you're all over the place, but you're home. You got a roof over your head. You got your child. You got to take care of your child first and foremost.
Of course, and I always do.
You may be lonely, but you're going to have to work on that. Read some books, go on some walks, love your child.
I try to better myself. I mean,
That's it.
Things. I go to school.
Oh, good.
I go to the gym. I mean, I try to keep myself out there, but I have friends. It's nothing like that. I don't feel happy. I don't feel like.
I understand, but don't worry about last night's experience.
Don't worry about that.
That's nothing. That's just more depression.
Yeah, you're right. You're trying to reach for a life preserver.
Right. Yeah, don't feel any shame about that. I mean, Lord knows there's more to have shame about than
right.
The lesbian experience.
What's a little cunnilingus between friends anyway, right?
Right. Absolutely. So just keep going to the gym, keep going to school, and don't spin yourself out. I don't know how you tell someone to do that. You're fine. You're a good
person.
Stay
away from relationships until you find out why you're unhappy, because you're just going to drag yourself. I mean, if you're not happy by yourself, though...
True.
Right? If you're not happy by yourself, how are you going to be happy with somebody else?
I would say...
And you're going to attract creeps like the guy who's...
She's going to attract creeps. She's going to be attracted to creeps. She's got to start hanging around people she's not attracted to, develop some friendships, some close relationships that way, and let those sorts of relationships evolve into something closer.
Right. I like to hear the nice Jewish line. Mondo?
Yes.
You're 16.
Yeah, I've been having some problems lately. I've smoked weed for probably over at least a good year now, and the past two times I've done it, I've had some strange experiences. I got really lightheaded. I've been kind of slightly paranoid, had trouble walking, just didn't feel right. Yeah. It was really awkward, and the worst part about it is it's now carried over to the next day. And yesterday I did it, I felt weird, and today I feel weird again, and I haven't smoked any weed at all.
Well, yeah. Why don't you got to keep smoking and kind of break through?
Okay.
Okay?
I guess so.
Yeah, there's sometimes neurologic symptoms like this that gets the attention of people who smoke a lot of pot. I've had people get strange vision disturbances and weird dizziness and sometimes some weakness or unsteadiness.
It's really weird because it's almost like I can't function too much either. I can't walk, and even today it's really been something that's held me back from doing a lot of different things like work at school and stuff like that.
Why do you keep doing it? Can you pay for it and you're going to smoke it up?
Well, you know, it's only been the past two times, and I really haven't had bad experiences ever before. I've been fine with it the past two times. And the last time, my second time that I had a weird experience before then, I told myself, okay, we'll see maybe if it was just one bad time, and now it's twice in a row.
So all right, well, good stuff. Listen, he starts off with making this argument. Every time I smoke a weed, I do this, I do that. And then as soon as you question him on it, it's like, well, it never happened except for a couple times.
He needs to see a neurologist.
Really. He does?
Oh, yeah.
All right, see a neurologist. You know, I got to tell you about a drug experience, guys. Sure, you know, what are the sleeping pills you got me?
Restoril?
Restoril?
Or Ambien, or both?
No, I'm going Restoril.
All right.
Which one's the long-acting one?
Restoril.
Restoril. Restoril, took one last night. Take one, Well, usually I'll get into them, but I've been off them for a while because I haven't been working. I mean, they work, but I don't like them that much. So here's what happened. The last two times I took one of those Restoril pills, Drew, go to bed at like 1:30, wake up at like 4:30 and eat, and then go back to bed at like 5.
That's bizarre.
So two times. Now, maybe the second time was based on doing it the first time.
Huh.
Popped right on up. Popped up, I mean, took one of these Restoril things about 1 o'clock, felt like I was going to collapse about 1:30, hit the hay, woke up 4:30, pow.
Huh.
Hopped right up, walked right into the kitchen.
You weren't smoking pot at the same time.
No, why? Mm. Should I do that?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Why not?
Don't do that.
No? Why? What's the pot do with it?
Makes you hungry.
Oh, I see. No. I think I was just hungry, but I don't know why I popped up. The last two times I took one of those things, I popped up to 8 at 4:30 in the morning each time.
It must mess with your hunger mechanisms.
Yeah.
These things do that.
Yeah, that's bad news. Thank God I had a Comedy Central gift basket to forge through like a raccoon. There's nothing better than being completely out of it at 4:30 in the morning, stumbling down some stairs into a big fruit basket with nuts and chocolate and God knows what else in there and going, just digging into it, tearing it with my teeth, started like tearing into the separate little packages. I was dumping smoked almonds in my face. I had a yogurt going, I think. I don't even remember. I have to go down the next day to see what it's like a bear got into a dumpster. And I just see, you know, I sort of collect the evidence, see what I ate. Yeah, two times in a row. All right, I'm done with that stuff, Drew. I need something harder. Caitlin?
Yeah?
You're 17.
Hi.
What's up?
I just want to say that I listen to your show all the time, and I love you guys so much.
Thanks, Caitlin. What's the question?
Yeah, I was wondering, like, I'm going to have sex with my boyfriend, like, for the first time tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, I just started my period. Yikes.
Wow.
And I was just wondering if, like, that was probably safer. As in, like, not getting pregnant?
Is it too late to scrub the mission, Caitlin, or do you have to go through with it?
What, having sex?
Yeah.
Disappointing.
She loves my metaphors, I can tell it. Huh? Sex? Yeah, do you have to have sex tomorrow?
Not really.
Okay. Maybe you want to wait till you're off your period, you know, for the first time and all.
Is it, like, really uncomfortable while you're on your period?
It can be a little bit uncomfortable. It could increase your risk of certain kinds of STDs. In other words,
he hasn't done it with anybody
yeah,
either.
Yeah, but interestingly, even things like vaginitis, other sorts of bacteria that aren't necessarily associated with STD, okay. Classic STDs,
Caitlin,
get up into the genital tract.
You've waited 17 years. Actually, let's call it 14. I'm not going to count the first 3 years of life. You know what I mean?
You started waiting when you were 3, huh?
Yeah, I started about 3. I think most people do. You've been waiting for 14 years, and your period is going down this weekend. You can't push it to next weekend?
Well, my parents are going out of town.
I see. How about...
Let me think of the guy for a second. Is first time? You think he cares? No.
How about you compromise with a nice BJ?
No, Kaylin, look, whatever you guys are doing is fine. He's 17 also?
Yeah.
What are you doing with him? You giving him oral sex?
No, I haven't done that yet.
All right. Well, that would be a happy compromise. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not trying to talk you into anything, but I am trying to talk you out of the sex.
Yeah.
It just seems like a bad plan. Plus, believe me, some upholstery or something will get screwed up, and your mom's going to find out.
You better
bang him on a hefty bag.
What are you using for contraception?
A condom.
I got to admit, I like her gumption. I like her spirit. She's like a pioneer woman. It's like, hey, it's really what I like. It's why I like football better than baseball. You know what I mean? Baseball's like, it's starting to sprinkle. Let's get the tarp out. Football's like, well, it's Wisconsin.
Way below.
There's a VW-sized hail coming down, but what are you going to do? We got to play. She's like, game on. I said this weekend, and I mean it.
But really, it's okay, though, right? Except for
that. Yeah, fine. And no, well, it does. It's not... I want to just point out that for some people, it can increase the complications from bacteria getting into that area. Not likely to happen to them.
Catherine.
Yes?
You're 27?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
About when I first came to Los Angeles, I made a lot of mistakes and ended up in the adult industry and doing adult films, and that's how I met my husband. We both have since terminated doing that. And
You're not married to Dick Rambone, are you?
No.
We
haven't done a movie in over 4 years. We've both gone to counseling, and we're still going. But the thing is, we have a 3.5-year-old daughter and a 8-month-old daughter, and we're not sure what age is appropriate to tell them or if we should never tell them.
Mm. Wait a minute, in their 40s?
Yeah,
early
30s.
Late 40s, early 50s, I would say.
He's afraid.
Just after you're dead.
He did a lot of them, and he's afraid that, because he gets recognized sometimes, and he's afraid, what if he's with his daughter and someone recognizes him?
What is
that? Telling him the odds of that happening are like mirror to mirror.
And before she's aware of what that all means, it's going to be 10, 15 years from now.
Well,
yeah.
Hold on a second. What do you mean? If he gets recognized all the time.
Not all the time, just occasionally.
What's his name?
Don. But he didn't go by Don.
Yeah, okay. I want to know what his poor name was, goofball.
It was Damien.
Damien, the Rod McAllister?
No, I know why I did it. I was going through a lot. I went through a real abusive childhood.
Yes.
And counseling is actually...
Oh, please, don't ruin it for me. It's all the same story, but yet that's all I have.
Yeah, but counseling has helped me a lot in him, but we're just not sure if we should tell them or if...
No.
Not until they're well into their adulthood.
You got a long time.
Yeah, and it's...
A long time.
If we tell them, are there risks of them going to do something like
no.
that?
Well,
they don't want to do the exact opposite.
No, in general, when you tell your kids what you did, they reserve the right. That's issuing them a license.
Wow.
That is always, whatever it is. They will reserve the right to do that, lest you be a hypocrite, is what they'll accuse you of.
And it's going to give them a license to rebel also. If they know that you did that, they're going to be able to do anything they want and justify it.
They'll use it.
Don't tell them.
But also, a lot of kids, as soon as they find out their parents did something, want nothing to do with it. But listen.
That's when it's good things.
Yes.
It's bad stuff, they want to do it.
I don't know. My parents are idiots. I never want to do anything they wanted to do. My dad's a big pussy. He couldn't work with wood, couldn't work on a car, couldn't do anything, couldn't fight, couldn't play sports. He couldn't do anything. I did the exact opposite with everything. I used my dad as a negative template.
You're going to do one or the other.
Dad, if you're listening, I'm sorry I had to hear this, but I sized you up as a wuss by the age of 11 and just went, no way am I going through life like this guy. This guy, if you think about it, everything I do, whether it was boxing, football, woodworking, wrenching on cars, all polar opposites of my dad. So, you can set a nice example.
So maybe she tells her daughter she'll become a nun or something like that.
Yeah. Well, now I've disgraced family by making money. But, which is another thing they didn't want to do. But listen, don't tell your kids anything. Really. They are not your buddies.
Right.
Listen to everyone who calls this show. It starts off with me and my mom are best friends.
Yeah.
Always turns out to be a disaster. Listen, you don't have to be best friends with your kids any more than the principal of your high school needs to be best friends with every student.
Same
deal. You got a job to do as a parent.
Yep.
Yeah, you should love them. They should love you. You should respect each other. You should have a relationship. It should be open. They should feel like they should come to you with things. But you does not mean you need to tell them every weird thing you've ever done.
You don't sit down and smoke pot with them.
And you need to be... You play the role of mommy and daddy. That is like principal and superintendent.
Yeah.
That is your job. You can be benevolent, but you are the dictator.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Oh, I'm going to make a wonderful parent one day.
No.
Okay. We'll take a break. All right, Drew. Here we go, buddy. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. DJ Qualls is here from Road Trip coming out this...
Tomorrow.
This tomorrow, yes.
This tomorrow.
Oh, man, I'm getting tired. So hard. Hey, we didn't... DJ is so modest that we didn't really get into it, but our producer, Ann, did... say that Tom Green was not in the movie as much as they'd sort of made him out to be.
That's like the, compared to DJ.
And the DJ really stole the movie. And I know modesty prevents you from agreeing with that, but you want to just nod your head? There he goes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Well, that's what they do. It's like, remember Logan's Run when it came on TV after they made Logan's Run. Sci-fi movie, like 1974.
Yeah.
And it was out for a while. And then Charlie's Angels got real popular with Farrah Fawcett in it. And Farrah Fawcett had like a two-minute part in Logan's Run. So then when Logan's Run aired on TV when it was going to be on Channel 5, they'd go, Logan's Run, starring Farrah Fawcett. It was like,
right.
Farrah Fawcett was in the lab scene. She played like assistant number 3 and got blown up by a robot or something. They just go, starring, you know what they ought to say? It's just, starring whoever's hottest. You know? You got to be bummed out pretty good when you're Michael York, you're starring in a film, or whoever, I don't know whoever the co-star was in that, who the female co-star was, but you got to be pretty bummed out when you're starring in a film, and they go, starring, this chick who had two lines in the middle of the film. You know what I mean? Yeah, you got to call your agent. Anyway, we were just talking off there about how horrible all casting agents were, just to follow up with my point, how evil they are. And then we really decided that they're all just horrible, washed up wannabe actors that are, and the reason they're so mean is because they're insecure and they're compensating. So please drop the attitude. Please, you prima donnas, I beg you. Not for me, but for the people actually stupid enough to show up at your cockamamie auditions.
Please go.
Thank
there
you.
There we go.
Damon?
Hi.
You're 22.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'll start off saying, you know, Dr. Drew, Adam, y'all are excellent. I know you love flattery, so, but keep the air alive. Right.
We're gluttons.
we ask for it constantly. What's going on, Damon?
Well, periodically, whenever I cough or I sneeze, I get a pain, like, I think it's called the langum, like that area between your scrotum and your anus. And it's like a real tight pain, and it scares the hell out of me. But it
does it get into the testes at all?
It's kind of hard to tell.
Or into your back?
In my back? No, it's just right there.
It may just be if it gets in the testes, I always worry about hernia. But if it's just in that connection between your legs, it can be just a spasm of a muscle called the pubococcygeus muscle. That's all it is.
What exactly causes that?
Muscle spasm.
You
constrict down the muscle spasms.
It's just a muscle spasm.
Yeah, I suspect.
It's like been like that for as long as I can.
All right.
Isn't that?
That's the way you work. Do what I do. You grab your junk when you
see. Let's explore this for you. You can tell me how to deal with patients like this.
All right. Hey, Damon?
Yeah.
He told you what he had to tell you. That's it.
Okay.
I don't believe him. Go to the doctor. Hey, go to the doctor. I don't care.
Well, yeah, I believe him. I just...
All right, then shut up. Jesus Christ. Chai?
Asshole.
Hi.
What is her name?
Chai.
You're 21.
Yes.
Where are you from?
Glendale, California.
Okay.
Where is your name originate from?
Oh, I'm Persian.
Ah,
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a problem.
All right.
That every time I have sex with my boyfriend, I have to masturbate. The same time, like, when he's inside me, I have to use, like, my fingers and I have to pleasure myself. But it feels good when he's inside me. I can't masturbate when he's not inside me. It doesn't feel the same.
Nothing wrong with that.
What's the problem?
Besides,
I can't orgasm when I'm not masturbating.
Well, it's fine. Don't you Persian chicks have, like, 8 arms anyway? What is that statue?
Nice.
What's her name?
Hi.
The 8-arm chick?
Oh, I have no idea.
That's Indian, isn't it?
That's Indian? No, man, we don't know. That's the same. That's close enough, right?
I was just wondering why I have to do that, though. I just want to, like, just be free, you know? Just, like, put my hands tied back. And...
Right, yeah. Listen, I wish I could drive home without touching a wheel, but what are you going to do?
I don't know.
You may have, maybe the guy doesn't know quite what to do for you. Yet.
Well,
no, he's great. It's just I have to.
He's so great, you have to have your own orgasm.
Yeah, exactly. I can't have one without me doing that.
Why doesn't he do something?
I know, but no, he's excellent. No better lover ever born. It's just she has to rub herself.
Exactly, and I. That's so funny.
Nothing.
All right, so is that a problem then? I mean, how come I can't do that then?
Listen,
I just get frustrated.
All right, but he, no better lover ever put on the planet than this guy, right?
Well, no, it's been like this all the time, though.
With everybody?
Yes.
Right, okay. Now, what about oral sex? Does he perform oral sex?
Yes, he does.
He does, and how about that?
It's not as great as when he's inside me.
Right, so you can't have an orgasm when he's...
I can't have an orgasm unless I'm touching myself.
All right, so...
None at all.
All right, because he should be able to pull something off during oral sex.
Mm-hmm.
If he can sort of use his tongue the way you use your finger.
Why isn't he the one?
Well,
it's just not the same. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's hard to diddle sometimes. It's sort of like... it's sort of like signing something upside down or something. You kind of got it. You know, you kind of got the letters right, but it's a little screwed up. It's hard to go... back, and I'm thinking of breaking my hand and twisting it around so it faces the other way so I can get some good action there, you know?
Right.
It's hard to diddle when you're... Yeah, I know, there's the reach around. What position are you in? You on your back?
Yeah, I'm on my back.
I see.
I'm always on my back.
I understand. But listen, Chai, does it feel like you're masturbating or does it feel like you're just sort of participating?
Well, it feels like I'm participating.
Augmenting the situation.
Yeah, that's fine. You're still ahead of the game. You really are.
So it's normal then.
Yeah.
It's a little better than normal because you are having an orgasm while the man is in you, which is something that a lot of women can't have.
Right.
And in my experience, no one ever has ever done that. But I swear to God. I swear to God, if someone tells me it's, you know, 30% of women... if someone told me today that 25% of women can have an orgasm, that way I would kill myself right now. I would consider myself the most unlucky person on the planet and take my own life by jumping off a goddamn cliff.
Or you'd be so inadequate.
I know.
Yeah, you've failed all women.
But listen,
yes.
If a woman gets down there and helps herself out while you're helping her out, most guys are completely fine with it. They're better than fine with that. Lending a hand, no problem.
Less work for them.
And what's no big deal with you? You got a guy in you, you got your boyfriend, it's intimate, and you're having your orgasm. Do not complain about that one. Gina?
Yeah?
You're 27.
Yeah. You guys really make people hold forever, huh?
Yep, we certainly do. It's so funny. She sounded angry for first. Her yeah was angry, and I thought, this bitch, I'll put my finger over the hold button, and then... she gave me the second, yeah, and I thought, wow, she's really angry, and then I put her on hold. So, Gina, I know you've been on hold for 75 minutes, and the show's only another 27 minutes long, so we can't have you on hold any longer than that. So just hang tight, honey. We're sorry, but we got to move on. We'd like to talk to you. Dan?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, I was at my girlfriend's house, and her parents weren't home, and we were going to have sex. And my girlfriend has a roommate, so she didn't want to, because they share the same bed, so that she didn't want to do it in her bed. So we were going to do it in the family room.
She has a roommate at her parents' house?
Huh?
She has a roommate at her parents' house because her friend got kicked out of her house, so she lives with her.
And they live in the same bed?
Yeah. They don't have a very big house.
Okay.
Trailer?
No, it's just a small house.
And they took the wheels off yesterday, so technically no.
And so, but her mom wasn't supposed to be home, but she came home, and we weren't having sex yet, but we didn't have our clothes on yet, you know? Yeah. And so she's like, her mom's like forbidden me to see her or whatever, and so I was wondering what I should do.
Don't see her.
You gotta lay low for a little while there, Dan. How old is she?
Oh, she's 16.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you going to use protection, Dan?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, you sound like a decent guy, Dan. Here's what you got to do. Lay low, let this thing blow over. Try not to bang in the living room. Here's the problem with small houses. Living room, entry hall, same place. You know what I mean?
Same room.
You open the door, pow, you're in it.
Well, didn't you say they went to the parents' room?
There's no boots coming down a long corridor. No, they went into the
living room.
They went into the living room.
Yeah.
It sounded like they were going into the parents' room, but they made a quick detour and into the living room. So she just opened the door and saw your ass, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Did she scream?
Oh, yeah.
Did she have a, it needs like a,
I swear I rolled some newspapers.
Yeah, what do you mean? That, you'd be going in with the newspaper. You're at the beating. You'd lube that thing up. All right, Dan.
All right.
Listen, what can I say? You got pop.
Yeah.
Lay low. She'll come over to your... Where do you live in?
I live in Mesa.
Mesa, I see. And you have a house?
I don't live by myself. I live with my parents.
I see. So is it one of those three-walled places like Lincoln lived in, or is it...
No, we live in a pretty big house.
Oh, all right. Well, you bring her over there.
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Sad eye. Gina?
Yes.
You're 27?
Yes.
You're a little sassy. Hold on a second.
Hold on.
Ooh.
I'm going to yell at you.
Put her back on hold. I got back to her. She's trying to play nice. Let's put her on hold for a second. Megan?
Hey.
You're 16?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Between you and Gina now.
No, Megan's sleeping, I think.
Oh, sorry.
You're sleeping, Megan?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sweet pea. Oh. I'm going to make Gina feel worse by being extra nice to all the other listeners. What's on your mind, honey? What can we do for you tonight?
I got this friend, and we're like best friends.
Ooh, yeah.
And we mess around a lot, but I really don't want a relationship. But he's getting kind of jealous because I want to mess around with other guys, too.
Oh, boy. Ooh, it's quite a pickle you got yourself into, dearie.
Well, you've told him that you don't want a relationship?
Yeah, and he's okay with that, but he just doesn't...
He's not okay with it, obviously.
Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He says he's...
Why are you messing around with someone you don't want a relationship with?
Because he's hot and horny.
Oh, boy. Hold on, write that down. So you got the two H's in place, and... What is up, though? I mean, if he's hot, why don't you want to be with him?
I don't know. It's better off as friends. We just get along a lot better when we're not in a relationship.
All right. And this goes against everything any woman has ever stood for, every instinct every 16-year-old has ever had. So what is up? Where's your dad?
Oh, he's divorced with my mom.
Where is he?
He is in Chicago.
Doesn't even live with you anymore.
No.
You ever see him?
Yeah, I go up there every summer.
Yeah? Do you like him?
Yeah, he's real cool.
And why are you so scared of intimacy?
I'm not. I don't know.
I don't understand. You got a guy, he's really hot, you're great friends. You're not in love with him? You don't want to be boyfriend-girlfriend?
Not really.
Why?
There's some other guys I want to go out with, but I don't know, right now, I just want to mess around with him for a while.
Hey, check for me, see, real quick. See if you got a penis. can you do that? Just a quick panty check?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. And anything ever happen? Any rapes? Any abuse?
No, not really.
Not really?
No.
What does not really mean?
No, it was nothing. Nothing ever happened to me, I swear.
Nothing. Okay. Dad wasn't a drinker?
Oh, no, not at all.
Why did he leave?
Oh, just, I don't know. What, he always just said that he just didn't love my mom anymore.
Okay. How old were you?
Six.
Mm-hmm. Six, I see. Brothers, sisters?
I have a sister. I have two stepbrothers.
How's she doing? Oh. Ever get it on with a stepbrother?
No.
Huh?
No.
Huh?
No.
Megan, seriously now.
Seriously?
A little something.
How old were you?
A couple years ago. I didn't do anything. I didn't actually have sex with him.
You were 14?
Yeah.
How old was he?
He was 13.
What'd you do?
What?
What'd you do with him?
I don't know, just messed around. Nothing too bad, just hands.
I see. All right. Then what about the other stepbrother?
Oh, no. No, he's disgusting.
Yeah, I see. One guy was hot. I'll tell you that. I told myself I was the other guy. Yeah, I'm Bart, the older one, and I'm 16, but the 14-year-old got on a 13-year-old. How old is the older guy?
The older guy's, right now, he's 15.
I see. All right. Right now.
Okay. Yeah.
All right there, then. So, whoa, wait a minute. You did this 2 years ago?
No, he can't be. How old is the older guy right now?
Right now, he's 15.
Well, that's the guy you had sex with or fooled around with.
No, I fooled around with the younger one. He's 14.
I thought you did it 2 years ago.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
No, I see.
Just trust me, he's 2 years younger than me.
So he was 12.
It was last week.
It was last week.
Okay.
So he was 12. He wasn't 13.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
All right. Hey, Megan.
Something's going on here.
Yeah, something's going on with you. What's going on?
Nothing, I say.
All right. Well, there you go.
Sex with Steph.
You having sex? Yeah.
No, I haven't had it yet. So.
When anybody ever get to you when you were younger?
No.
No. All right. All right, and you're just having sex with this guy who's really hot, it's your best friend. You
I'm
don't
not want... having sex with a virgin.
You're just screwing around with him.
Yeah.
What are you doing, oral sex?
Yeah.
Jeez, where was this oral
That's what
sex
I was thinking.
Alternative when I was growing up? When did that not count? When did that stop counting? It always meant the most to me. When did it stop counting? Anderson says Bill Clinton. And he helped push the movement along, but it was going strong before Willie got in
the
there.
The kids didn't consider it anything.
Yeah, maybe that's why Clinton didn't consider it anything.
Well,
Jesus Christ.
He's hip. Part of the mainstream.
Oh, my God. Oh, just have a chick, give you a little routine maintenance down there, a little oral sex once in a while. Doesn't really count for much. She's not too into you. When did that happen? Listen, a chick had to think of you as more than a boyfriend to get that done when I was coming up.
A husband.
Jesus Christ. That's who they wanted to have oral sex with, Jesus himself. Thank you. Gina?
Yes?
Hi there, Perky. That's what I like.
Oh, you totally misread me from the beginning.
All right. You're a good person?
I'm an awesome person. I totally love the show. Think Dr. Drew is like the hottest thing. And like
you bitch!
Drew. So mean.
I think Drew's hot.
Drew is like so awesome, yeah.
All right, hold on. We got to take a break now.
What?
We got to take a break.
Come on.
No, that's all right. Gene, I'm on with you now, though. I promise we'll get to you right after the break.
All right.
All right?
All right.
All right. Just hang with soda. We'll be right back. Yep. It's Love Line. DJ Qualls is here tonight from a road trip out tomorrow, everybody. I think Friday there. And everyone says it's good. Just the people I know have seen it seem to really enjoy it. Kind of nice.
Yeah, it feels pretty good to have a movie that people don't hate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times movies like this are, you know, they're big on concept, big on hype and everything.
Right.
And then you go see them and it's kind of like, I like the Porky's.
Right. It's
But this one, by all accounts, and my partner Jimmy, who was in it, who's he can be a pretty tough critic sometimes, especially in my work, said he enjoyed the movie quite a bit.
Well, he's in it. Good.
Well, it's just the two words is a dog, though, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's it. He's under five. Gina?
Yeah?
All right, sweet pea, what's up with you now? You've been on hold for 88 minutes.
On my cell phone, no less.
Oh, no. Baby.
That's not fair.
Yeah. All right, Drew, don't you feel bad?
That's not right.
All right, I'm over it. What's up?
I need to find out from Dr. Drew if he knows anything about a new pill to lose weight called Thymax and if he thinks it'll actually work.
What? Maybe I'm not familiar with this one. What's it called?
Thymax.
Thymax.
Uh-huh.
What's the compound?
Oh, I have no idea. I got this brochure. I'm actually scheduled for liposuction in July.
Uh-huh.
And I actually ordered it off TV, the Cytocell.
The what?
I haven't taken it. It's like, it goes ahead and like traps your fat.
Zenical. Zenical. Should you, how overweight are you?
About like, I would really like to lose 20 pounds.
How much do you weigh?
135.
How tall are you?
5'5".
That's about right.
That's right. What are you doing?
You're already getting lipo. That's going to take out a few pounds right there.
Yeah, well, see, what happened was that I was actually really overweight, and I went on Fenf, and I lost 50 pounds, so I'm fine now.
Have you had an echocardiogram done?
No, but I've actually been off of Fenf for about 4 years.
It doesn't matter. You got to get that done. Almost every single patient I had on Fenf has got a heart problem now.
Did you?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I told my doctors, and they're like, you're fine. Nothing's
wrong. You need to get an echocardiogram. You need to get that. So we're doing
What do they look for, and if they find it, what do they do?
Well, valvular defects. The valves stop working normally, and it can increase the risk of bacteria sticking on those valves and causing a very serious infection. So they need to take antibiotics, for instance, before they have any surgery, that kind of thing.
That's why you're the smart one.
All right,
Gina, listen.
Zenical also prevents absorption of fat-soluble vitamins. Right, so you got to be very careful with that.
The problem with that one is that it's like too complicated. I got to figure out like how much fat I'm actually taking.
Gina, the real important thing here is that if you look at data for sustained weight loss and people that have significant weight loss over long periods of time, it ends up being about balanced diet and reducing your calorie intake and increasing your exercise. If you really want to do something structured, see a dietitian. You get a dietary plan and follow up with that dietitian.
All right, Gina.
There's no easy way out of this one.
Yeah, Gina can take it from me. I used to be 60 pounds overweight.
No way.
Yeah, the two ways you can lose weight, diet, exercise, or get cancer. Those are the only two ways that are really going to do it for you.
Were you really 60
pounds
overweight?
Yeah, 60 pounds overweight.
So by 60 pounds overweight, do you mean 60 pounds heavier than you are now?
No, 60 pounds bigger than the doctor said that I should be.
And how many more than now were you talking?
Probably, well, I was 5'2", and I weighed like 170 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're fat.
Yeah, I was fat.
Wait a minute, how tall are you now?
6'2", I weigh 145.
6'2", 145.
Yeah.
And, how long ago did you have the cancer?
I was 14.
I see. Wow.
Yeah.
And that, but can that thin you out for that long, or, I mean, how old are you now?
Yeah.
If you pay attention. You even watch it. So
right, now I don't eat as much crap, but I had the initial weight loss, and I didn't go back to the old eating habits.
Right.
And also, nothing will turn you off food faster than throwing up
chemotherapy.
All the time.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, chemo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get radiation and chemo or just chemo? Yeah, both.
Oh, boy. But now, you're a little underweight, right?
Yeah.
Now, do you want to put some on?
Yeah, I'd like to put a few pounds on, but I'm not. It's easier in America to be underweight. It just is than it is to be overweight. Clothes and everything else. It just is.
Chicks, clothes.
Yeah, everything.
Everything.
Everything's easier.
Did you get CHOP? Was that the chemo you got?
No, I got adriamycin and Velban 15, yes, a lot of stuff like that.
You didn't get the
I got the THC too, which was pretty good.
You get neuropathy? Your fingers tingle and hands tingle?
The steel they still do, and they're always cold.
That's from the Vincristine and Vinblastine. And then the heart's okay?
Heart's fine.
You got the THC pills?
Yeah, I got THC during it. No, I don't.
You got the pills?
Yeah, I didn't get the...
So you went raw?
Yeah.
Did you get high from it?
Yeah, I also got... It made me eat a lot more, which is pretty good.
The pills, the THC pills, made you increase the appetite and suppressed some of the vomiting.
Yeah, marijuana should be legalized.
Oh, yeah. We're hip to that. Alex?
Hi.
Hey.
How are you guys?
You have sex 3 times a day?
Yeah.
Are you married?
No.
Is it the same guy?
Yeah.
Is it by your choice?
Yeah.
All right. How's his penis holding up?
Pretty good.
All right.
Is it a compulsion? Did something happen to you when you were growing up that you can't get satisfied with sex?
Yeah, I had a pretty crappy childhood.
Okay. Well,
you ever get raped or anything?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're doing some acting out now, right?
I don't know.
Well,
how do you know that magically?
You know how long you've been on the air? You're on the air 29 seconds before we got to the part about you being raped.
Well...
All right. Well, it has no significance. You're probably right, then.
Hey, I want
all right, Alex. Well, good luck to you, sister. And carry on. And hey, you're just extra horny. That's all. Right. That's all that is.
I am.
Is it the same guy, though? Is it bad? I mean, is it the same guy?
No, except for she's going to shut down pretty soon.
Yeah. She'll be nothing.
She'll be frigid. Yeah. She's not going to get anything.
And or if she has a gene for addiction, she'll start escalating this and start having consequences.
So she just go get therapy right now, go to talk to someone, start dealing with it.
Because this is a reaction to the trauma.
She needs to be stopped before she asks again. All right, Alex.
Hey, I just saw you on Politically Incorrect.
How was it?
It was good. You're quite handsome, Adam.
That's right, I am, sister. Tell your friends. Tell your other horny friends.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, we'll take a little break. Yeah. There you go. That's the fave of the show. I think DJ Quells for coming in here tonight and being a perfect gentleman.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Tell everyone.
Have a good time.
Thanks. We had a good time with you, and I hope everyone goes out and catches a road trip, which, like I said, heard was very funny from some guys that aren't easy marks for that kind of stuff. All right. I want to thank Engineer Anderson for doing a great job all week, Producer Ann for doing a great job, I think, 2.5-3 days out of the week. Well, she wasn't here. I want to thank Danielle for doing a great job manning the keyboards, the coffee, and the phones, and everything else. Really, the glue that holds the show together. So, until next time, Sam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
All right, okay.
Well, now. This has been Love Line. The stuff expressed on Love Line is not necessarily the stuff of the staff, management, sponsors, or anyone else, including Westwood One Entertainment. Love Line is produced by Ann Wilkins and Gold. Now, please enjoy these birds.